Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, Policy Fellow at the Institute of Race Relations. Sarah, good afternoon to you. Are you well?
I am indeed. Thanks, Simon. And you?
I am also well, thank you. We are going to address a really interesting topic today, going forward, the ANC's plan for resetting the economy. What's your take on that?
Well, this should make you feel a little queasy. What became apparent from the leaked minutes of the ANC's National Executive Council meeting last Friday suggests that at some point the ANC and its alliance partners, during the lockdown, they realized that the crisis of the lockdown could be used to more quickly advance the national democratic revolution towards, which is towards a command economy. So welcome to the People's Republic of South Africa. Certain ANC leaders have certainly been emboldened by the disruption, and they've used it to push for radical policy implementation, or as we call it, radical economic, or as they call it rather, radical economic transformation, which our president has advocated for a few times during the lockdown. This recovery plan, the socialist recovery plan, was sanctioned at the meeting, and SACP, I think he's Secretary General Solly Mapaile, who attended, but he's not on the NEC because he's not with the ANC, but he is with the SACP. And he said quite a lot about it, which I thought was a little bit of a cheek. And he said that the COVID-19 crisis provided an opportunity for the state to be, quote, empowered to discipline capital and the private sector, which was at its weakest. I don't know whether to be outraged or to think that's real just chutzpah on his part. But in any event, this extremely cynical view of the havoc that the ANC's lockdown has wrought on the private sector also confirms the alliance's complete disparagement of the private sector. Mapaile said that the government could reposition its terms of engagement with business as if, you know, sort of what they do allows us to do things, and that's how it operates. And the business, and what it would do is it could use relief funds to business on certain conditions, and I regard this as amounting to economic blackmail. He said, we want a more assertive state which is not cajoled or bullied by the private sector. Wow. Okay. They also want to go for, he considers the Reserve Bank's policies and actions as being pathetic, to say the least, and they want to now go for quantitative easing, which is a byword for printing money, which printing we know money, generally yeah. doesn't go down well.
Is that not slightly alarmist? I mean, they're going to go to world capital markets because they have to. Those funds are going to be provided subject to conditions. I mean, they can want whatever socialist paradise they want, but the reality is that those funds are going to come with conditions, that they're not going to be able to do that.
That was so until about a week ago. And I don't know if you've noticed, Simon, that there's been much more talk of, a few months ago it was referred to as prescribed assets. Now it's called asset prescription. And essentially they're trying to get access to the, I think it's 4 trillion rand that is in private and public pensions. So they essentially just want to take our money, and they'll use that because then they won't have to go to the dreaded IMF who will require decent conditions to be met. They can essentially run rampant. It's almost like watching kids in a candy store having come up with this idea that they have what it takes to make this country an economic success.
How do they propose to do this differently from Zimbabwe and Venezuela? I mean, what's the magic ingredient?
It's not going to be done differently. It's just that they are going to be successful, according to them. We're going to have state pharmaceutical companies, state mining companies, state bank, NHI, and I think it's really the case of this sense of power that they've got from the lockdown has really spurred them on to saying, well, you know, we can do it next. And people keep saying, well, it's the power of of philosophy of the, you know, the socialist philosophy. But I'm not sure if that explains it enough. I'm not sure whether it isn't about a massive inferiority complex. And the best way to deal with it is you can wreak as much havoc as you like, as long as the private sector and all those whose interests are served by it, which is the majority of the country, are put on the back burner. My son described it as the ANC declaring war against the people of the country.
And maybe a sense of retribution in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though the white population is, what, 4% of the population, it's going forward, you know, it's not going to be about a white monopoly capital or white supremacy, but those terms are being used, have been used over the last few days by the political classes. It would be just pathetic if it weren't that bit scary.
You must have felt good, though, following the judgment yesterday, or might have been the day before now, in terms of the fact that we do have a robust judiciary who does review and make very stern comment on government regulation.
That's certainly the by and large, that's what the judiciary has done, and there's more to come. The constitutional arguments against the lockdown itself by the DA and the FF Plus still have to be heard next week, I think. But in any event, in the interim, apparently what the government's gone and done today is extended the lockdown to the 15th of July. Which is probably at the moment the only piece of legislation that's the only decision that's been taken by government that will probably pass muster from a technical point of view. But one of the funny little things that was noticeable from the judgment on the regulations, which the government has said it's appealing, is without being very harsh, the judge was incredibly critical of the performance of the lawyers of the legal team representing the government. And let that be, I assume it's going to be a lesson to the government that if it's going to defend these cases or appeal these cases, it's got to do better than it's done.
Sarah, we're going to leave it there. As always, lots of food for thought. My goodness me. I think we need to talk to you on Wednesday, not a Thursday. But in any event, thank you so very much. And, yeah.